Now then, we're always up for giving local events a bit of an extra push on the show. If you're doing something, let us know what you're up to, and we'll try and get you on. I'm certainly not going to argue with this next guy we've got lined up. As we edge towards the St Helens 10K, which is on March the 8th, let's bring on someone who knows all about it. He's going to be running it. Let's say good morning to St Helens legend, Chris Joyne. Good morning, Chris.
Morning, Chris.
That's weird, isn't it? How are you this way? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. Yeah,
I've spoken to you a couple of times, actually. One thing I've never... since you retired playing rugby, what is it you do these days? What are you up to?
Well, again, I'm quite busy. I have a few different interests, but my main time is taken up. We have a plumbing and heating firm over in St Helens.
Yeah, terrific. Because I often thought when you retired, a bar would be good. Chris's Joint. I thought that would be... you know what I mean? I thought that would work. Never mind, but there we go. We got you on to talk about the St Helens 10K, because I've seen you running that in the past, and we thought, let's get someone on to talk about it. Tell us how great it is. Sunday the 8th of March this year. Why? Because I'm not a brilliant runner, Chris, I'll be honest. Charity stuff, running it, is not my favourite thing. Why should I sign up? Tell me how great the St Helens 10K is.
Well, again, I've done it from the from the start of, you know, the last few years. The atmosphere on the day is just unbelievable. There's you know, all the family, friends, everybody comes out to support. You know, all the faces, the runners. You can see in anticipation of you know, going up North Road. It's certainly a challenge, and it's certainly a great day out, a great occasion.
Just out of interest, how are you with 10K these days? Is that is it something you do? Do you keep yourself fit? Are you still up
well,
to doing
of course, 10K? Yes. Yeah. I think it's important you keep yourself fit. And one important thing with the you know, with the St Helens 10K, you need to prepare for it. And you know, 10K is a great distance to run. It's accessible to everybody. I think it's, you know, 16 upwards. You can register online at sthelens10k.co.uk. I think you've got another week or so to register. But I'll tell you what, it'll certainly be worth the, you know, worth the signing up. And the sense of achievement come the finish line is unbelievable.
Fabulous. Well, we're going to be there on the morning. Looking forward to that in a couple of weeks' time. Just on the rugby point of view, Chris, just quickly, new season up and running. What have you made of Saints over the last 18 months? Now you make Kez in charge as coach. What have you made of things? It's been a terrific couple of years, hasn't it?
Well, I mean, it certainly was a great finish to last season. But regards to the players, you know, everything's focused now onto this season. Last year's forgotten. Yeah. What they have, they've had a great pre-season. There's not been many internationals in the series, so that means they've all had certainly got a good foundation with an off season. So we're expecting you know, good things again, but with the Saints.
And obviously, we talked the last couple of weeks looking back on that World Club Challenge win against Brisbane Broncos. It was 14 years ago, January just gone. And you were captain that day. What is there anything particularly that stood out for you? If you could freeze one moment from that game, what would it be?
Well, I think you've hit the word freeze. I think the hailstorm and I think every conceivable weather we could have had, we had on that night. But you know, to say 14 years ago is you know, it makes me feel old. But you know, in the back of my mind, it feels as though it was yesterday.
Brilliant. Well, we'll look forward to seeing you at the St Helens 10K March 8th. We'll see you up there, Chris. Appreciate you coming on the show this morning. Thanks for being on it on Wish FM.
No problem.